It's time to get some no-nonsense building advice from our mate Ken Lees. Ken, how you doing this morning?
Very well, thank you. You're all having a good day up there?
We're going along very nicely. Now, when somebody wants to buy a home, probably the most expensive home in the house potentially is the bathroom. I was wondering if you could give us some tips on things to keep an eye out for when we're looking at our new bathroom in our potentially new house.
Yeah, sure, yeah. But really what we're referring to here is what we all call the wet area.
Yes.
Which is bathrooms, toilets, en suites, laundries, sometimes external balconies. The big thing with bathrooms specifically is the shower, waterproofing of the showers. Since the last 10 years, they've introduced what they call wet seals. You put it on the walls before you tile, and they're almost foolproof. But the older ones that haven't got that treatment, they're the ones you've got to look out for. And what we mainly do is break out the old sealant around the shower floor,
yep,
and put in a new antifungal sealant and a silicone sealant in a colour, usually a white, and that usually seals it up. Same for over vanities and around laundries and WCs and all that sort of thing. It's just that you can get a low or slow water leak into the timber walls and it rots the walls out.
So is there any point in getting something like a moisture detector in that part of your house to be able to see if there's moisture getting through, or because it's so wet it doesn't make any difference?
Yeah, no, you're under it. Well, I use a moisture meter on every shower, really.
Yep.
And it just records the moisture. If the moisture reading's over 40%, well, there's water getting into the wall somewhere. And sometimes we go into buildings to do a building inspection, and they've been in for 3 or 4 months. Where the moisture meter's no good to you. You've got to turn the showers on. And when I first get to the job, turn the shower on, go and do the rest of the job, and then an hour later come back and test it. You get to learn just what's going on. Between visual and moisture meter, that's how you check the wet areas, yeah.
And is mould a concern to keep an eye out for? Is that indicative of a more serious problem?
Well, mould, mildew, or fungal, correctly, the spores from mildews and fungals, the main component of that is moisture.
Yep.
And, of course, that's what comes off wet showers and leaking laundry tap, laundry floors, that sort of thing. It can be treated, but the reason I'm hesitant, there's a distance between concrete floors and timber floors. Timber floors, you get underneath, you can look up and see, there it is. Whereas
yep.
a concrete floor, you don't. You've got to detect it through expertise in a moisture meter. So, you know, it's just a matter of getting the moisture out of the place so you don't rot your walls and get any mildew on the walls.
Absolutely. Well, like you said, you know, if the house has been vacant for some time and you come in and there's some mould or mildew, that's going to be a first sign that there might be a problem.
Yeah, particularly if the mildew has gone a dark blackish colour.
Yeah.
That'll mean that, yeah, no, you're right on there. That would tell me straight away there's a big problem and I'd start to dig in pretty hard. We've got little little things we can poke in and without anyone knowing where we've been, just to measure in behind some sealants, that sort of thing. But, yeah, it's pretty common. Probably 1 in 10, it's a leaking shower, yeah.
That's definitely something you've got to keep an eye out for, and this is why we get some no-nonsense building advice from Ken Lees. The phone number is always 0414 499 4448. Ken, thank you very much for your considered advice, mate.
My pleasure. Anytime.